The Devil's Halo. Written by Josh Raymer. Read by Nicola Hamilton. To Greg and Stacy Raymer, whose unwavering faith inspired storybooks and novels alike. Prologue. The demon would not be stopped. The fabric of space and time bent around him as he hurtled toward his destination, which loomed ahead like a lighthouse atop a rocky cliff. He was expending an amount of dark energy that would kill a lesser demon. But he was a superior being. His name was Malthus, the great president of hell, commander of 40 legions of demons. There were none like him. Magnificent power flowed through his being like rivers of fire. Only he could undertake this perilous journey and steal the artifact that would start him on his quest to free his master, the mighty Azeroth. It was destiny. The blackness of the cosmos dissolved as Malthus slipped from his realm into the Forbidden Realm. There was a small pop as he crossed over, but the transition was painless, just as Azeroth had told him it would be. His feet touched down in an area the great light did not reach. He hadn't much time. The guardians of this place could descend on him in an instant. The artifact he sought lay on a marble pedestal before him. Moving at a speed undetectable to the naked eye, Malthus snatched the artifact from its resting place and turned to leave the way he came. He conjured the dark energy with a wave and lunged forward into the breach that was opened. Behind him, he heard a great whoosh of wings as the shadow dissolved into the brightest light he'd ever seen. A great number of voices cried out behind him, but it was too late. Malthus was already gone, soaring back toward his dimension with the artifact absorbed into his being. It had been even easier than Azeroth had described to him. The door had been left open, and the guardians had been too slow to stop him. Malthus liked that a great deal. If the guardians were losing their edge, it would be that much easier to kill the traitors once the opportunity arose. The artifact was a crucial part of his plan, and they let him take it without a fight. He'd been helped along the way by a powerful friend the guardians didn't know about. A friend that had acted in the shadows and wanted to see Malthus put his plan into motion. Malthus only needed one piece of information first, and now he had it. Rather than returning home, Malthus decided to stop at the place between his home and the Forbidden Realm. It had been decades since the last warrior died, and Malthus was anxious to see whom the Creator had chosen as his newest dealer of death and destruction. He could wait no longer. There was a pop as Malthus slipped through the void and came to rest at the place in between. Judging by the sandy deserts, rolling hills, and dirty, ancient rivers, he was in the old country, close to where humanity had gotten its start all those centuries ago. He liked this slice of hot, dry desert for its history. This was where his kind had initially reached out and exerted its influence on humans. The first two had been the most thrilling to corrupt. The leader had taken great pleasure in turning their hearts against the Creator. That kind of darkness could be found everywhere now. But this was where evil had been born in the heart of man. It was the perfect setting to learn the new warrior's name. Malthus wasn't worried. The misguided fool would just be another insect crushed by the might of his forces. Only this time, the warrior's death would signal the beginning of unprecedented change. Malthus withdrew the artifact from his chest and held it aloft. It was a stone tablet no bigger than the kind of stone humans use to mark their dead. On it was a list of names familiar to all the creatures of hell. The names on this list represented the most hated of all humankind for the threat they posed to humans in the ongoing war against the Forbidden Realm. Malthus felt a surge of contempt as he looked at the list and saw the name
Sample complete. Ready to continue?